Waterproofing Your Shoes, A Man's Guide to Weather-Resistant Footwear. A pair of well-made shoes are expensive. They become much more expensive, however, when you have to retire them early because you did not take care of them properly. I recently learned this the hard way when the leather on my favorite pair of Chelsea boots cracked. Although I had waterproofed them according to my Texas standards, which was a weekly polished and, you know, maybe twice or maybe three times a year waterproofing them with a certain type of conditioner, I learned rather painfully that this was far from adequate here in Wisconsin. Basically, think about you need to be polishing your shoes daily here and weekly waterproofing them. Because when it comes down to it, I was going through slush, I was going through snow, and I also made the added mistake of keeping them near a radiator. And what happened after 1 year? Yep, I saw an incredible amount of water damage and clear cracking on one side of the boot, and they're just not fit for wear anymore. So how can you prevent this from happening? Because like I said, you can spend $300 to $500 easy on a good pair of quality shoes. And if you do that, you want to take care of them. There's so many things out there that can damage. So let's talk about some of the things that you have to watch out for. Number one, water and salt damage. It's expensive. Water can and will destroy the suppleness of your shoe's leather. Leather that would have withstood tens of thousands of flexes will have its life cut to a fraction of this whenever water is introduced, and it basically soaks up the water and then it releases that. And what happens is it sometimes releases too much of the water, or what comes in is not pure water, but also brings in other types of sediments. Because when you think about it, leather is animal skin. It mostly comes from whether it be cattle or horses. In any case, it's made up of fat and proteins, and they retain a set amount of moisture after being tanned. And this is what gives leather its unique properties. The corium, basically, it's overstrapped, overlaying fibers, and this is what makes leather so amazing, is the fact that it's these crisscrossed fibers that are flexible yet incredibly durable. However, they are susceptible to drying and cracking if not treated with care. And anytime you've got a rapid influx or release of moisture, you're going to have damage, and this is what you want to avoid. And there are also, like I mentioned, the other chemicals, salt. Here in Wisconsin, they put salt all over the roads. I can see it in my garage when I get out of my car. It's all these white stains. And this stuff gets on your shoes. It's on a lot of the, what looks to be, you know, pretty clean snow is actually probably already has salt simply because they've been putting it out here for years. So you want to protect your shoes by having a layer of waxy polish and within it having a conditioner, which is repelling and keeping out those stain, that salt, those sediments, all that stuff. And also think about comfort. Wet feet are uncomfortable, and they can downright be dangerous in the wrong environment. And you need to take care of your shoes. You don't need this distraction. So how do you make your shoes water resistant? Number one, you need to select a waterproofing compound. Now, there are some really good ones out there, and there's a lot of debate on which ones are the best. I'm just going to say you need to go out there and find one that's right for you. They're applied in different ways. There are wax-based polishes, and polishes, anything that's wax-based, is going to sit on the outside of the shoe. So remember that. And unlike shoe paste or creams, which are designed to more nourish the leather, the waxed-based polishes are made to create a shine. And by doing that, they create this thin protective layer that can provide light resistance to water and salt. And that light resistance, as long as you're keeping that up, it's going to be great. And light, I don't mean that it's, I mean, when it comes down to it, all these attacks on your footwear are pretty light attacks, but they're consistent. And so as long as you're maintaining a good shine and you're applying polish regularly, you're going to do a great job of creating a layer which is going to protect your shoes. Now, there's specialty waterproof compounds. There's a heavy-duty leather preserver. You can get the snow seal, weather-protected. You need to be careful, though, because some of these can discolor the leather, and they can have also effects that you're not expecting. So you need to look at each one in particular. Always test on a small part of the leather first. I'm also a big fan, as you guys probably know, of Leather Honey. I like this one, and I'll get into it. This is a more of a leather conditioner, but the great part about Leather Honey is it goes into the leather, and then it helps it long-term repel. So I usually, now I treat my shoes with Leather Honey, and since Leather Honey is a conditioner, not a polish, I then polish on top of that. So spraying on waterproof compounds, you'll see these are pretty cheap. The problem with these spray-ons is that they often contain silicone and they can dry out the leather. They also sit on the outside and it's harder to see and to know when they're going to, in a sense, wear off. I think they're a good quick fix. But if you're going to be exposing your shoes to regular amounts of water and salt and all this other stuff, you're going to want to look at a longer-term solution, because that spray stuff can start to get expensive and you're going to go through a can. You could easily go through a can in a week. So testing and preparing for waterproofing. So I talked about this briefly, but you cannot assume that the waterproofing compound is not going to affect the color of the shoe. Unless your shoe is black, expect that it could darken the shoe. And this is a big deal for those of you that have light-colored, light tan dress shoes. In this case, I'm going to recommend you either save those things for summer or you need to invest, and I'm going to talk about it a little bit later, in galoshes. So when you're applying the water-resistant compound, you need to make sure you apply it evenly and ensure a barrier is formed. This is important. Now, oftentimes, you get distracted. Make sure you put aside some time when you're going to apply this and follow it all the way around and make sure that you form a seal. Because if you don't form a seal and you have an area in which it's not protected, I mean, it's just, it's not protected. And water is going to find its way into there and then it could reach other parts of the leather around. So even if it's a small amount that you don't apply this, it could lead to larger damage. Choosing the right footwear. Beater shoes. Okay, one option I often hear suggested in dealing with adverse weather is to wear shoes that you don't care about. The problem here is that this doesn't deal with the situation when you need to look professional and the weather outside is cold and wet. I personally would rather have the right equipment than have shoes that, well, their sole purpose is to be ruined in bad weather. So I'm not a big fan of using beater shoes unless you just have a pair and you're going to be, you know, just in a situation in which you know they're going to be really worn and torn up. But otherwise, yeah, let's look at some of these other situations. Specialty footwear. There are many companies that make solid footwear using water-resistant materials such as Gore-Tex, synthetic leathers, and non-slip rubber soles. Although they do not have the same level in terms of high-end and they don't have the great look and they don't have the same protection as galoshes, they strike a good balance. And if you're going to be commuting, if you're going to be, you know, just going through a lot of this bad weather quite a bit, it's probably worth the investment because they're going to look pretty dressy to the average eye. You would probably want to have nicer shoes at work that you can change into, but going to and from, especially if you've got some longer walks in your commute, look at a company like Echo. They make the Berlin GTX, and it's a great shoe in terms of what it's designed to do. Boots. From hiking to work, boots are made to be tougher and are a great choice for inclement weather thanks to their height and ability to protect the ankles. Unfortunately, they're limited in the range of clothing they can be worn with, and they're never as dressy as a pair of below-the-ankle shoes. However, you know, people give you a lot of leeway whenever the weather's bad, so consider dress boots such as Chelsea, although those still are leather and they're going to need to be protected. But if you wanted to go with something more casual and your environment allows it, there are a number of other boots out there that are made from tougher materials and can resist the bad weather. Galoshes. Galoshes are rubber footwear that slip over shoes and protect them from the elements. The term includes both overshoes and over boots, the difference being the amount of protection afforded the wearer. With a history of serving men and women for over about 100 years, they have been perfected, and I think they're a very smart solution. Most galoshes, they've got these really great bottoms, which are going to be non-slip, and they can take a pair of, you know, leather-soled shoes and allow you to go through, you know, just I mean, basically, it's like a pair, especially if you get the boots, you can walk through puddles and not have to worry at all. And again, there is the added problem, though, of once you enter the lobby, let's say you're working in a large city, you may want to consider at what point are you going to remove these. Be careful, some of the non-slip bottoms are more for rougher surfaces. So if you go into a building, you may find it becomes slippery on some of the surfaces, believe it or not, in the material in the buildings. But this is something you're going to have to make a determination yourself. I think for the commuter, investing in a good pair of galoshes, I mean, there are cheap ones that are $20, and then there are pairs that are $150. The difference is going to be in durability and style, although a good quality pair should also fit you better and isn't going to wear out as quickly. So there are companies like Swim. They offer a wide range. Go online, you'll check them out. They're good company. What to do when your shoes are already wet? Okay, you come home and your shoes are soaked. You just didn't expect to get into that rainstorm. So quickly remove excess water from the outside of the shoe. Use a dry rag or towel. Next, you want to pull moisture from the inside of the shoe. And the way you're going to do this is you're going to use old osmosis. And so you want to put something dry on the inside. And you have to realize that you're going to be pulling out a lot of moisture here. So just grab some dry newspaper, some dry paper towels. The idea is put something in which the moisture is going to want to move towards a place where there is less moisture. Again, osmosis. This could take at least a few hours. You're going to want to, you know, replace it. You don't want to just let it soak it up because then it's going to lose the effect. So every probably couple hours, you're putting in new dry towels or new something dry in there. And this could take up to a few hours or even a few days, depending on how wet you get this. What you do not want to do is put this next to a heat source, because even though that's going to increase the speed in which they dry, it's also going to damage the leather. Now, this is fine if we're just talking regular snow boots, but when you're talking a high quality leather, you don't want that moisture just shooting right out, because it's going to end up, again, damaging the shoe or boot. Once they're dry and no more moisture is being drawn out of the shoe, clean and condition the leather with a balm. So you're wanting to now remineral or basically add moisture. So this is where you do need a leather conditioner, and you're going to want to treat the shoes and make sure that they fully recovered before you wear them again. And use shoe trees for long-term storage so they retain their shape. All right, this summarizes this section on how to waterproof your shoes.